Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pixel Pros Podcast, episode 11.
Yay!
We are brought to you by Chex Mix. Chex Mix, 60% less fat than potato chips. TM. And TM. We are recorded in front of a live studio audience.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Obviously, we have a soundboard, but Today we will be talking about the new Orbis dev kits, which is the PlayStation 4. Next, Assassin's Creed possibly be where it's taking place. BioShock Infinite, a new RPG next gen. Last of Us, Dark Souls 2, Pokédex, and maybe some God of War.
So
premium stuff from Battlefield 3. And Ryan's disgusting Steam Greenlight pick of the week.
Always disgusting.
Yeah, and I'll be talking about Hotline Miami, one of my new favorites. It's very fun.
I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah, you better be. All right, so obviously I've only introduced Ryan because today Natalie could not join us. She is, I believe, she said she had to take some time to dig a grave for her personality. I'm just kidding. All right, Natalie, we're going to miss you. We already do, because this is not the Eiffel Tower without you.
Oh, man.
And we're off to a good start.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah. Speaking of Eiffel Towers, no.
Ew.
I don't know what that means.
Ew.
New Orbis dev kit is surfacing, which, if you guys didn't know, it's the PS4 dev kit. Those are, they had a little tech demo, I guess, of it.
Yeah.
Getting ready to buy it for $10 million, probably.
Yeah. I remember a couple months ago, they only, the original dev kit for the Orbis, I'm told, only included a graphics card and, like, a pretty shoddy processor and whatever else. But these actually have, I already forgot which processors they're using. But, hopefully,
Core i7.
No, I would say they're like gonna kick it up to there's the new LGA 2011 sockets for the newer Intel cores. You don't even know, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh snap! Yeah, it's a new chipset, and I don't know. I think that'll be my next upgrade, anyways. But
oh, jeez.
Yeah, back to.
I don't know. I'm good with my i5 right now. I can't even imagine going up even more.
But you have a Sandy Bridge, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I still have the original Core i7.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, mine needs an upgrade. Like I need a heart transplant. Yes. This is genius. All right.
It really is.
Ryan, what else is next on the docket?
Well, Assassin's Creed, the next one, because I guess the third one was received pretty well, so they're already talking about the next one. Might be set in Brazil, which I know before 3 came out, I kind of guessed this would be where 3 would come out. Would be in Brazil. I always thought it'd be like kind of...
Oh, like you just kind of suspected the next one would have to take place in South America?
Yeah, I didn't think that they would
go to
the
American think of it
Revolution.
That,
I did.
Really?
No, actually, wait. No, well, I was thinking more like, I don't know, Mayan-ish-esque, I guess. I don't know where I'm going with it. I was thinking more of an Assassin's Creed jungle. That's what, not necessarily Brazil.
Oh, okay. So the next step after forest tree climbing is jungle.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. But yeah, I think I posted this from Kotaku, and it says the Ubisoft Brazil's managing director told Tech2do, I don't know what that is, but the next blockbuster series will be taking place in a South American. Oh, well, no, it says in Brazil. But see, that's the thing. They do mention that in Assassin's Creed 3, you played like there's parts where you're playing Desmond, and he actually goes to Brazil. Like he has to go through to a subway. It's a UFC fight or what seemed to be a MMA fight, something of the sort. And you're like in the stadium, and you're just kind of going through it. So that's what Kotaku mentions. It could just be like another snippet of it, like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, mm-hmm. were they? Is it like kind of? Were they kind of hinting at it? at that part in Assassin's Creed 3, or is it, you
No,
think?
well, he says it, you know, the fact that he just said it's the next chapter will be taking place in Brazil. I would assume that's going to be the next, like, where it definitely will, like, the next it could be, I don't know who, I haven't beaten it, so I don't know if, like, Connor dies or it's something. The lineage has to pass on. That's why Desmond who is
True.
who he is. So it's got to be, it's either going to be a new person, and then they don't even mention if this is going to be the console release or if it's going to be another Vita spin-off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, or a card game.
Hey, there we go.
Uncharted. Yeah. But
I also assumed that they'd finally just do like a solely like Desmond story too.
oh,
But
goodness, please no.
yeah, that'd probably like
Please be
that'd
on
just be weird.
on iOS or something. There's gonna be there's like no killing because it wouldn't be realistic. Like that in the Desmond parts, these security guards only have like
Like
nightsticks.
stun. Yeah, I remember that in like Brotherhood and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it was cool the fact that they did a lot with the new I don't I, it's not called parkour apparently. It's something else. I don't know. Some douchebag was talking about it on like an Assassin's Creed 3 video, like in the comments.
Nice.
He's like, "That's not called parkour. It's just
Some
jumping."
hipster.
Yeah. So yeah, whatever they were doing, like the new the way you move through trees, they kind of incorporated that into the like modern day with beams and stuff in certain buildings. So it looked pretty
Oh,
cool.
okay.
It was definitely fun. It was a good break every like every time you would play through a couple chapters in your DNA.
Yeah. Well, all right, we'll see.
Hopefully something's good.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Asia. It's gonna be so
That's
tight.
true.
There's gonna be so,
Yeah.
there's nothing but assassins in Asia.
Yeah, really. You're not fighting guards anymore, it's just other assassins.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're not gonna try to include an Asian ancestry in Desmond. That'd be
Yeah, it's like, wow, Desmond, you come from a long line of
yeah.
lineage
Like
here.
you guys spreading your seed all the time.
Yeah, jeez. All right. Well, this next one's for the dude bros out there. So, there they are. It's not getting tiring. So, if you see in the next BioShock Infinite box art, a lot of people were really like surprised at how stupid it was, just because it seems to be very dude bro-ish and like, yeah, we got like fire in the background, shotgun, eyes down, bearded, grizzled protagonist. Yeah,
I
it's
think.
very, what they say, it's like Uncharted and Battlefield like mixed
Yeah,
together.
well, no, then that's the thing. I forget who said it, but people think it's misleading of what's representative of BioShock, and it kind of is. Yeah, if someone just picks that up, they're like expecting what was kind of a steampunk shooter.
So, and they're having a I think you told me earlier they had the oh, I don't even, what is it called now?
Oh, it's a voting. It's a poll, basically about BioShock Infinite's reversible
That's
cover,
right.
which is pretty cool nowadays. I don't know if people have used them, but I love
Yeah,
reversible
yeah,
covers.
you told me about the Borderlands one. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, the Borderlands one is. Oh man, that thing is so epic. I just want that on as a
Yeah,
poster.
exactly.
Yeah, so the Borderlands 2, that's what we're talking about. And yeah, reversible cover art is awesome. And, sorry. And yeah, Ken Levine said it's actually to just increase the market. Ken Levine is Irrational Games. I don't know what he is,
Dude,
but yeah,
bro.
he just wants. Yeah,
Dude,
he is their. God. Oh man, he's their Cliffy B. But yeah, he just said it's to kind of open the market up so they can. I don't know. It seems like they're just tricking more people into getting it instead of. But hopefully, if you don't know BioShock and you pick it up because of this cover and you then love BioShock, then please, we just want more brothers in arms in Colombia.
Yeah, there you
Wait, what's
go.
not Colombia? Columbia.
The place that it's set
What's
in?
yeah,
Well,
what is it
heck if
called?
I know. I
I think
forgot.
it's Colombia with a U instead of the country, South America. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh well. Enough about BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you keep talking for this next one too, because I haven't seen this video about the new CryEngine 3 next gen.
Well, CryEngine 3 is already good, and it's it was used for Crysis 2, so it's all right. But
it's more than all right, man. Have you played Crysis 2?
Yeah, it's awesome. No, I haven't. I actually played Crysis 2, but it's good and it looks great. And it was pretty much a tech demo from I think it's I forget which they what other game they made, but their Czechoslovakian developers named it's called Warhorse, and they just kind of showed the clip of what they had in production, and it pretty much looks like if people have seen like the Skyrim videos of everyone with their mods on, and it turns Skyrim into like this amazing looking game.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like, and I mean it's definitely an RPG-esque. You know, it's got the village, and it's got the little like farm area, and a lot of foliage.
Nice.
So. But it's the game with the it's the actual engine, and it basically, I don't know, I think it looks great, and I hope it's gonna be a release title, because we could always use a big giant fat RPG right off the bat.
As if I need any more RPGs.
That's true. Oh, but I mean, if you're gonna throw like what $600 on a console, you're gonna want one game. To recuperate the loss, to fight over the buyer's remorse.
Just buy this console and this one game, you'll be set for a while. Don't worry.
Yes, we're sorry. We're sorry.
Exactly. Well, and new games coming out. The Last of Us. They released their pre-order bonus,
and we're back.
There we go.
All right, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I am on call, and they gave me a call, and thought I was going to have to stop the podcast for the whole night. But no. All right, Ryan, I think you were last talking about
Last of Us. Last of Us pre-order bonuses were revealed. So it's coming out May 7th. I don't know if they said that before.
No.
Did they? Yeah. So
it's just like this is breaking news almost.
Yeah, this is all. Okay, so... pre-order game, and you get all this lot of stuff. You get the official soundtrack, which is usually what they do nowadays. Always.
Yeah, but that's usually with like collector's edition. That's like $70 one.
Actually, yeah, that's true. You get the PS3 dynamic theme. You get two avatars for your PSN profile. Oh, yes. Sold already.
Yeah, that's all I wanted, actually.
Yeah, and then you can also get the survival pack, which means pre-ordering through GameStop, and you get bonus XP for multiplayer. Always got to have that bonus XP. Oh my god. Every time. Oh my god. Like, always bonus XP.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, multiplayer melee attack booster, whatever that is. It's probably some sort of like perk. Everybody has to have perks in multiplayer now.
Yeah, it's a thing in Uncharted as well.
And then extra starting in-game cash, special customizable character items for multiplayer. So yeah, you can look different. You know what that reminds me of? The subway things for Uncharted multiplayer.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. I for a whole month I was eating Subway.
Exactly, and my multiplayer character had like the Subway hat. I was like, yes.
But the thing was, wasn't it like you got access to the beta as well Subway? Yeah, so I kept going back.
Yeah. Actually, I played that beta for. I played the Uncharted multiplayer a little bit, quite a while. It's kind of fun. But anyways, and then the last one, you get two special bonus skins for Joel and Ellie, which will be unlocked after you complete the campaign. So, you actually have to work for that one, even though it's a pre-order bonus.
It's okay. Naughty Dog, awesome storylines. You're going to play through it all the way.
Yeah, have you seen that trailer? Man, that looked really good.
Oh, yeah, I saw the new trailer, which actually featured the, what was that, like the weird whatever is taking over the world.
So good.
It's so good. And the fact that I hope that was in-game footage.
I think so. I think Naughty Dog always uses in-game.
Okay, because it was straight up like he threw a grenade and it actually blew up what
Yeah.
part of the that hit the person. So like they were running forward and it exploded, their legs came off, and that'd be awesome if they were just like still crawling. And I'm like, oh man, you
Yeah, it looked
guys,
really good.
they
Hey, I'm
really
pretty
outdid
sure that whole
themselves.
thing was in game, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they even with Uncharted they did it all in
Yeah,
game.
usually,
Man.
yeah.
Yeah, they always outdo themselves.
Yeah, it's very, very awesome. So I'm excited for that. I'll dust off the PS3. Oh, man. No, I'm actually going to dust off the PS3 because I was thinking about getting back to Dark Souls because Dark Souls 2 was just announced. Woo! But it pains me a little bit because they're trying to make it a little more casual for people. Which, I guess because they probably want more money because people are scared of Dark Souls and Demon Souls, like Andy.
Yeah,
So.
I played it. I tried it. I played it and for a little bit, and I'm like, it's because once I jumped in, I wasn't deterred by how difficult the fighting or the jumping timing was. It was the other things, like the stuff you collect and
Yeah.
things that you should save or you shouldn't. And I wasn't even sure. I wouldn't even know. And I was gonna sell something until I asked Ryan, and he's like, "No, you don't want to sell that."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, well, I would. Good thing I asked
Yeah,
you."
there's always been like a certain like learning skill, learning curve for that game, and they just don't tell you.
Exactly, and that's
Like the only
I don't
reason
know.
why
I
is because
think
I knew somebody else got me into the game and they told me like what not to sell and what to keep and everything like that. So it's just But
I
I don't
mean
know,
that's
it's interesting.
yeah, I mean it definitely harkens back to the old days when we didn't have game facts
Yeah.
or the internet and we would just talk to each other about secrets that we
Right.
found or whatever we got from Nintendo Power or
Yeah,
Game
and that's
Pro.
what they always try to do with the in-game tips that people can leave on the ground for other people that would show up in your game.
I just had a lot of stupid stuff
Yeah.
that I like something was written on the ground, but it was like made me face the opposite
Yeah,
direction of the incoming danger. I'm like, and then it just says, "You will die," and then I'm like, "What?" And then I'm like,
Yeah, I
"Bleh."
remember when I was playing that game, and I think like the first level, somebody kicks like a rolling boulder at you,
Yes,
and I
that's what
got
it
the warning
was.
after, or like on the steps was like, "Watch out for that boulder." I'm like, "Thanks, I already got hit by it. You should have warned me
Yeah,
earlier." But yeah, it's
I mean it's definitely a cool system when it's implemented well. Like as
yeah.
far as I'm told, the Wii U does it really well with their
Right, but
games.
the yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a cool concept and it's a very difficult game. And they say even though it's supposed to be more casual, they're still trying to make it hard. I mean, Demon Souls compared to Dark Souls was a little easier because they had the new campfire system, and you could still die, but you'd restart the campfire, not necessarily at the very, very beginning of the map, like Demon Souls. So,
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
that
So
was
it,
that kind of
yeah.
sucked.
So Dark Souls was slightly easier, I'd say, but I still liked it. So I hope they don't go too far into it. I mean, Dark Souls is a good mix between the two, I think. But
I think hopefully this just means it accessible just means we're gonna explain things better and we're
yeah.
gonna just kind of like I don't know. I think some games get too muddled with all that like collectible stuff
Yeah,
and
exactly.
the systems they implement to like
Yeah.
craft this and craft that, but you don't need this, but you should save that. And so that's what
Yeah.
would deter me. And if they kind of knocked that down a bit and just had a few key things that you needed on you at all times.
Yeah, like if they had something where like the blacksmith was like, "Bring me this," or in because it was always this. Well, I guess they kind of did in Dark Souls. They had like, if you want your weapon upgraded like this, I need this stone.
Oh
But yeah, but still, it's just like you get so much other stuff too. And
yeah. I definitely hope they redo the design. I only played Demon's Souls. It might have been better in Dark Souls, but the design
yeah.
of the game was not my favorite. I mean, as far as the HUD was, and just wasn't. It just felt like a PS2 HUD game.
Yeah,
That
it
was.
was it's been a while since I've played, but I think it was a little different, but I don't think they changed it that much.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. We have to cut the podcast short. My friends are playing Black Ops 2. I'm gonna.
Oh, get out of here. Oh my
right.
God. All right, shut up, crowd.
Bye.
All right,
But yeah, Dark Souls 2. Let's hope it. You know what's weird though?
All games.
It went from Demon's Souls to Dark Souls, and then it goes Dark Souls to Dark Souls 2. It doesn't like go into monster
Dark Souls.
Souls.
There, it's not really a storyline, but from Demon to Dark, so maybe they're actually trying to follow its storyline with the Dark series.
No.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's about it that we have for, you know, that informative news. Now I got some quick news again.
Flash news.
Do-do-do-do. That's
yes, nice. the off-place doorbell. There,
go.
That's good.
Getting ready to start.
Oh, yeah.
So, official Pokédex app is out for the iOS. I was excited about this until I heard about the price. It's $2 for the app, but you have to pay for the regions. So, if you want the black and white region and you want, like, the red and blue region, you have to pay for those separately. And they're $6 separately. And then if you add that all together, you're buying, like, a $26 app. So...
Ouchies.
Yay.
Yeah. Don't buy anything productive. Get a Pokedex.
For real. I'm just going to make one.
Yeah.
German youth protection law for the Wii U in Europe only allows mature content to be purchased between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
What is the what is the mature content in Wii? Like, is there a bikini game on your little gamepad that you can...
I think the only mature game out for Wii U right now is Call of Duty.
No, Zombie U as well, I'm sure.
It's mature?
Yeah. Dude, Zombie U?
Yeah, I thought it was playful, like people were like shooting out candy when you shoot a zombie.
What? No. As far as I'm told, I don't know if you've heard any reviews on Zombie U. It's basically Dark Souls plus zombies.
Whatever.
Like they were saying that's how difficult. Yeah, I don't know, man.
This is flash news, Amy. Moving on.
All right, sorry. Yeah, get it.
Oh man. You can now sell your in-game stuff on Steam. They're starting with like the hats and stuff on that you can get with Team Fortress 2. So I remember Andy got basically a free game with one hat that he got in Team Fortress 2. So
yeah,
I might be trying to sell some hats. God of War beta starts on January 8th. If you're premium or a PlayStation Plus member. New ex Bungie IP coming out. They call themselves Industrial Toys, and the game is called Morningstar. So keep a watch. Looks like Halo 1.5. I'm just kidding. It'll probably be fine. I'm sorry.
This guy trying to keep in good standing.
Yeah. Premium competition for Battlefield 3 starts December 14th through the 15th. It's scavenger mode only. Just capture some flags, and whoever captures the most bases, you know, wins a assigned lithograph from the developers. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wait. So, what do you capture in scavenger mode? I thought it was just scavenger.
No. Yeah. It's a scavenger mode is like conquest. You don't remember playing?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
No. I kind of.
It's like
I just
conquest,
remembered having to find a freaking gun.
Exactly. But there are. Yeah. It's not just team deathmatch with finding guns. So.
That's all I ever know.
And that's what I got for the news, everybody. Thank you.
Yay. All right. This week we are skipping the upcoming games because there's not much. If you want to look it up, go to GameSpot.com and look for releases and hit next week. And then you'll be disappointed as I was.
Really nothing coming out.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, there's DLC, but not that I care about.
Yeah.
All right. So on to our personal topics. The one... you've all been waiting for Ryan, the Steam Greenlight pick of the week.
That's right. All right.
Thank you, orchestra we have on hand.
We do. In front of our live studio audience, everybody, brought to you by Chex Mix. 60% less fat than potato chips, TM. That'd be so awesome if we got...
We're still going to get sued.
Dude, we're helping Chex Mix. What are you talking about?
That's true. That's true. My favorite is Bold Party Blend.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one. So yeah, my Steam Greenlight pick this week is also, Andy informed me, is another iOS first game, but
just like last week, what was it?
I already forgot. Don't put me on the spot like this, Andy.
Funny. I had it on my phone and I like immediately deleted it because it's one of those like, oh, wait for this timer to go off so you can do more stuff.
That's how they get you.
And then Oh, do you want to do more stuff? You can buy more time.
Oh God, that's what this game
No.
is? Or is
No, no,
it?
no. Kingdom Rush is not. Kingdom
Okay.
Rush is not a free game. It's like $1.99 on iOS
Okay,
6,
yeah.
and it's pretty awesome. It's a cool tower defense. It's like,
Sorry,
what was that?
whose segment is this?
This is Andy's Steam Greenlight peekaboo. Get out! I don't want to do this anymore.
No, go ahead, man. It's cool.
All right,
I'm
I'll tell you about
glad
the
that for
iOS
once you
version.
know what this game is that I'm trying to talk about.
And I don't hate it.
Yeah,
All right,
exactly.
but yeah, it's cool. It's like what is that? Pixel Junk Monsters. If you ever played that on PSN, it's a tower defense game, and it's got you can actually have a hero, so that's pretty cool too. And you'll have the hero fighting off orcs, and you're basically like creating towers to defend tower defense,
Yeah.
and you can it's nothing different. So, but it's on iOS, so it's fun to play on your phone.
Yeah, and the developers are trying to make it clear that they're rebuilding this game from the ground up. So it's not like a straight port from iOS. That'd be cool if they haven't said yet if they have the cross-platform, but that'd be nice if they
Oh,
added it because it seems like
yes.
one of those games that should have it. So,
Well, I don't know how they would implement that, like
well,
the
I mean,
because
you
it
get your own like little command trees for your towers, so maybe somehow, I don't know.
unlocking more
Yeah,
towers. Yeah, that'd be good.
maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah, and then, yeah, tower defense. I love tower defense. Played so much Plants vs. Zombies, so. And then
Oh
this
yeah,
just looks like
I beat
larger
it.
scale of that, basically. There's a lot more units and stuff, so.
Yeah, it's cool because then they have different challenges. Like the shamans come in to heal. You have to try to get your hero to kill them first.
Yeah, it looks very cool. Kingdom Rush looks very rated up.
Yeah, and rate it up. And if you can get it on iOS, support the developers.
Yeah, I might have to look that up
Yep.
now.
So
No.
cool. Natalie had a VGA talk, but I don't know. No one cares about the VGAs.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it was.
that
Oh man, but
too
no, VGAs, as far as I know, we're good, and I actually just kind of
Samuel L.
saw.
Jackson was hosting it.
Yeah,
I don't know
Natalie,
if you
thank
guys
you.
heard last. Natalie is trying to tell Andy that he wasn't,
Yeah,
but.
he's apparently he's not every black guy's the same, I guess.
Oh
Sheesh.
man.
But yeah, Natalie had a VGA talk, which I'm sure would have been awesome. We'll have her talk about it next week.
Yep.
And it even says Dark Souls 2 on here, so.
Yep, that's right, because they
Yeah.
had the reveal trailer during the VGA, so that's how I heard
Yay.
about it. So
Yeah.
yay. And yeah, and
Oh man, this one's gonna be a short one this week. We're only at 28 minutes.
are you serious?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we'll talk about it. We'll shoot the shit.
Yeah, I can
Yeah.
talk about what I'm playing. I've actually I told everybody last episode that I got Spec Ops for pretty cheap, so that was one of my
Oh yeah, I saw you. You've been playing that.
yeah, that's a really good game. Have you played it yet? You played it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. I played it,
Yeah.
and it's weird. And I think on IGN it got like best storyline.
Yeah, it's very it reminds me a lot of Apocalypse Now, except it's not in Vietnam, obviously.
Yeah.
It's in Dubai, but they made up a story, and it's just like that same premise of like military group going crazy and trying to
Yep.
well, I don't know how it turns out yet. I haven't beaten it, so I don't
Yeah.
want to like say I
Insinuate.
know everything about
Yeah.
it, but as far as I know, it seems very Apocalypse Now, and there's like people going crazy in war, and you're like, oh my gosh. It's really cool though, and it's a third person shooter, and I love third person shooters like a lot. I
Yeah,
played
third
so
person
much Gears of
shooters.
War. Oh my
Dude,
gosh.
you could not get off of that thing. I hated the multiplayer so much. I couldn't.
I can't believe I played so much. But yeah, they actually do the cover system very well in Spec Ops, so I'm very
Oh
happy
yeah.
with that. So I'm trying to beat that and then Andy, and then I'll get the Dishonored. Okay, so.
All right. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
It's because Dishonored's new DLC just came out, and Ryan, I believe, linked me the deal,
Oh
which
yeah.
yeah, it was it's $4.99, but being Chinese, I only wanted it even less. $5 was a bit much, I guess.
was.
And Ryan got me the where it was like $3.12
Yeah, I think
total
so.
for a digital download through Green Man Gaming. Holla at your boy. And yeah, so get to Dishonored. And my personal topic of this week is talking about a game that has struck a chord with me. I can't in trying not to sound creepy, I'm not going to say it's been a favorite, but man, is it fun.
You know, I'm so it's one of those one of that game is one of those things where I was just judging it by the cover, and it was like there's a pig with a woman with
So
like
on the
I don't understand what this game is, so
it's like a bloodbath behind him. So and then there's like guys in 80s white suits
exactly.
from So Hotline Miami is a 80s esque game. It takes place in the 80s, and it's I think I like to call it a psychological thriller, which is kind of like I would say from what how much I've played it's kind of like Fight Club, where you know like these personalities in you are kind of taking over and shifting you into somebody else. So that's what the mask is, the pig mask. Pig mask is like just one of the many masks you get. And it's I don't want to say 8-bit. It looks more 16, 32-bit. But it's a top down well, kind of it's isometric view, and it's oh man, it's so good because it's like that movie Drive. It's really just hyper violent. But there's like it's just cool. Like you're apparently some hitman dude, and so you keep going to like your answering machine, and it says, "Hey, there's these kids being naughty at the playground. I need you to go and discipline them." And then like when
What?
you, yeah, but and there's no like you know there's no voice acting or anything. And the whole thing is you drive a DeLorean to all this too. It's awesome. So you get out, and then you choose a mask to put on, and each mask gives you something different. But and it's
Majora's
like a
Mask
small.
style.
Oh my god. Yeah, pretty much.
Zelda Hall's
And
boy.
whenever you before you go into the mission is only like you know, the level is like two levels long, and there's only like two people not two, sorry. There's like eight dudes in the whole area. But you can get killed in one hit. So it'll just restart you at the beginning and you have to just try again.
Dang.
And you just have to keep and so it tells you like punching people. You have to knock him down, and then you have to punch the crap out of him, and then they die. And then, but if you use a weapon like a gun or a shotgun or a assault rifle that you pick up off of one of them, then you it'll alert the rest of them. But you better be ready to kill them.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so like they all rush in, and then you have to kill them. And then like there was one cool one where it was very 80s-esque. It was like a boss fight as well. I went through the whole level, killed all, and all the enemies are in these white suits, so they just look like Vice City
Yeah, I think
dudes.
that was on like that box cover thing too.
Oh yeah,
I was
yeah,
just
it
so
is, it is.
confused about what that
Yes, it is confusing, but
to be.
it's oh, it's so
Yeah,
fun
I've heard nothing but
because.
good things about it though, that's for sure.
Because when you run in and you just whack a dude, you have to time it just right, and the physics are a little more realistic, so you have to like charge in and hit them before they can get a chance, because they will instantly like you give them 1 second, and they'll take half a second to turn around and just blast you.
Dang.
And it's cool because you see like pixelated guts flowing out of you, or like of the dudes, or if you like use a knife, you'll like slash him, and he'll like his like head will fall off or something like. This guy, and then after the first killing that you do at the end of the level, your character like stops and like pukes,
Oh my.
which is, yeah, it's like that's how real it's so funny. It's cool, and
Is
so
it an indie title?
yeah, it is, it is,
Who's
yeah, it's
the
cool.
developers?
I'll have to see. Give me a second,
What
but
do they call themselves?
what do they? But yeah, the masks give you different powers because. There's like a tiger one that your fists do a lot more damage, so you can actually go through the whole level being much more silent about
Oh, okay.
everything. And yeah, it's good. It's indie title made by Denaton Games and published by Devolver Digital.
Devolver,
Yep,
nice.
didn't evolve, they devolved. But yeah, it's just so good. It's just so fun. And the one boss fight I had to like rescue this coked up hooker at the end, and she's like, "Just kill me." I knew it would end like this. And then like you don't, you like pick her up and you take her to your DeLorean. And so when you're done, like she's just she ends up in your apartment at from then on.
Nice.
So far, but if you go on the Steam and you look at the pictures, you'll see it like there's yeah, it's pretty much top down, and you'll see like. Dead dudes with like heads lopped off in pools of blood, and Oh, it's just so hyper violent, and there's like the color is just so, it's 80s-esque, but it's like just hitting you with all this. It's crazy. And then it dives into your psyche, because in between the levels you're in like this really dark room, and you walk out and there's just these dudes wearing the masks that you own, like after each level. So like they're all wearing it, and they like talk to you, and they're like trying, you're like trying to figure out what the hell is happening. And they each have different personalities, and they're like, we know what you're doing. And then, it's like you're not going crazy or something.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's yeah. It's kind of like Spec Ops go crazy after a while,
Oh yeah.
psychological stuff.
You
But
s
yeah, I always have a soft spot for games that are new, or and they look old, but they have like new qualities about them.
Oh
It's always
yeah.
pretty cool.
Dude, 1080p pixelated games that run
Exactly.
so smooth and have an awesome HUD, I'm sold. That's all I want. Like,
Exactly.
because one, it'll run smoothly on anything, so I could play it on my laptop and bring it anywhere. And two, it probably didn't cost more than $15.
Exactly. That's like I talked a little about it, or I didn't talk about it. I got it recently. The Intrusion 2,
Oh, I saw you
that
play that.
side, yeah, that side scroller Contra game. It looks like Contra, like on the Super Nintendo, but it has like realistic physics. It's just
Oh.
reinventing the old style, but using new style stuff. It's
Oh,
always
and there's like some there, if you like poke around, you'll find like cool ways to kill people. I like went into this kitchen. I'm like I was able to pick up this, I guess, pot of boiling water. And I'm like, "Oh shit." And I'd like walked around like sneaking, and I'm like, "All right, who's gonna get it?" And I charged in, broke down the door, and then just threw it on this one guy, and he's like just cringing and like falls to the ground.
So your Dishonored skills transfer over.
Yep. And it's cool too, because like unless you use a gun the whole time, the guys in the other rooms won't hear you, and so you're supposed to like kick down the doors, and you'll see them patrol, and when they get right next to the door, if you kick it down, it'll knock them unconscious, and you can just go up to them and start like bashing them or something. It's just awesome.
But nice.
Yeah, it's
Very
fun.
cool.
And when I first booted this up, it was at my friend's house, and I was trying to sit. I was sitting next to his 3-year-old son,
Oh
and he's like, "Oh!" And he's like, "Oh!" He's like so happy about it. And so he's like, "Can I try?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then he just
Terrible dad.
walks through, and I'm okay. There's this kid 3 years old, but he's pretty damn smart. And then he goes through, and he knows like he needs to aim forward, kick down the door, and shoot the guy. But his hand's not big enough to pull the trigger on the controller. And so like I help him walk through, and then he pulls the trigger, and he's like, "Yeah!" And then he just sees all this blood flying everywhere. And I'm like, this is not good.
God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yes. I am terrible. Yes.
Yes, you are terrible.
Yeah. I'll drink to
Yes.
that. Thank you, Crickets. You just
Man.
had to find the time to use it.
Yeah. You know what? I really was. I was waiting for that.
You're waiting for my long-ass
Yeah.
explanations of everything.
Exactly. Well, and we have both gotten back into a little bit of Battlefield, and that's been pretty fun with their aftermath. We were skeptical at first because we kind of got tired of Battlefield, but it was fun again.
Yep, it became fun again.
Yeah, and I think you got some video of that too. I don't know if you've sifted through it.
Yeah, I have sifted through it. It's actually, I think it's more, a little more exciting. I think our next, after this video, our next ones will just have us without a soundtrack, so you can listen to us shoot the bull and try to be funny while we kill stuff, or while we face off against each other in lone battle situations.
Gotta
Oh,
have
speaking of
that.
that, yeah, talk to them about chivalry for in the next 10 minutes. Oh no, we got 2 minutes. So
What?
yeah.
We're already at like 50 minutes?
No, we're at 39. I thought we were trying to hit a
Okay.
40-minute
Oh,
mark.
okay, yeah. We just got Chivalry. That was another one that was on Greenlight or Greenlight Green Man Gaming. Holla at your boy. We
$8.
got it for like $8,
Yeah,
and
it's a
it's
$25
like
game.
that, $25. Yeah, and it's that
PC
first
Master Race.
person first person medieval like action game, and it's insane
It's a lot
to
more
say the
fun than you
least.
than it sounds.
Yeah,
It's
it's a lot of fun if you play with people that you know because you're just screaming all the time.
hilarious.
You're lobbing off heads together and taking arrows to the knee. They're like, my favorite level is just like this big open field with like a couple trees and rocks, and both sides just charge at each other
It's
and
so
just
awesome.
start hacking
And there's
away.
a scream button, a cheer button. So when you
Yeah.
run in, you can like hold it down, and your character will scream
Exactly.
into battle, and or he'll like say, there's like the Agatha Knights, and then they'll say "For
Yeah.
Agatha," and that's all you hear amongst the squishing of blood against blade.
Yeah, there's two games. The Age of Chivalry is the one that we have, and then there's War of the Roses. And Age of Chivalry, I think, was the more like refined one. War of the Roses looked more like modish, so.
Yeah, it's like mod, and I think it's cheaper,
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So if you're trying to decide between the two, I recommend Age of Chivalry. I think there's a pretty good server
Wait, what are you
backing for
talking?
that
Age of
too.
Chivalry?
Or what is it called?
Chivalry
Chivalry
Medieval
Medieval.
Warfare.
I think that's a separate game. I
Yeah,
don't
you're
know.
get your games
Yeah,
right,
I
Ryan.
know. But yeah, there's a strong server backing. There's a lot of servers on it, so.
Yeah, and I there's a few glitch issues,
Yeah,
but
just a little bit.
it's
It's a couple more like patches and it should be a pretty tight game, but yeah.
yeah. When I first saw this, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, "What is this game?" And I saw it, and I'm like, "All right, that sounds looks pretty cool." The graphics were definitely good. It was definitely it outdoes A War of Roses, and
Yeah, if you
I didn't really.
turn your volume up too, pretty nice sounds. Like you can hear the booming of like the catapults in the background or stuff like that.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's pretty good. So
Pretty cool.
yeah, just
Yeah.
check it out next time. There's a good sale for it, probably happen, or if you want to lay
You can
down
always look it up.
$25 for it too.
Yeah, that's always good. Support the
Yeah,
developers.
exactly. So.
But yeah, it was cool, and then I didn't really consider it until I saw Dodger playing it on YouTube,
Yeah.
and she had like a hangout with her friends and talked and played it. It looked awesome.
Yeah, and one time I was fighting this guy in a castle and I sidestepped by him and I kicked him off the edge into the water. So
Oh, that's too
you can
good.
kick people and it's actually really fun.
Yes,
There's been a
it's
couple
very
times where I've
satisfying.
missed a kick and the guy just comes and lobs my head off too. That's not
Yeah.
cool. But yeah, there's like
Yeah,
five classes to play. It's like archer, man at arms,
the
vanguard,
four.
knight, and
This is
yeah,
four.
there's four, yeah. So, and you can unlock different weapons for them the more you play them too. So,
It's fun.
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I got some good archer points against
Oh
Ryan.
my, do not talk about it.
Yeah,
And you
I'm gonna
cannot be
talk about
stopped.
it.
Holy shit.
Yes, no, it was because we were in a close match.
It was funny.
I'm bad at far range, but it was in a close map, and it was just an arena. So it was like a medieval arena. It was
Yeah.
awesome. And then we had like it was like 12 players on each
I think
team running
so,
at each
man, that's
other.
crazy.
And then Ryan and I ended up on opposite teams, and he would come at me as a man at arms, which is the fastest class, and he'd have an oil pot and he'd like throw it at me, and he was the only one, so I'd look for that guy throwing the oil pots,
Was my
and
only objective,
and
not the
then
King of the Hill objective. It was to find Andy in the
yeah, that was the
back.
objective, was to hold the hill, and I was like, just man, I was murdering that
Oh my gosh.
team. Oh my goodness, it was just fun because it's almost close range
Yeah.
shooting, and I was the archer. And Eric, like Ryan, kept coming at me, and then people started noticing that I was murdering everyone, so they started coming at me too. And it's just fun. It's just
Yeah.
cool. It's the fact that you can like lop people's heads off. Like when I first killed a guy as a knight, I took his arm
Yeah.
off, and that was just satisfying. You see like pools
Yeah.
of blood
Not to
everywhere.
mention that I think one time when you shot me with the arrow and killed me, some guy came by and like took off my head before I even hit the ground. I'm like, Jesus Christ, overkill. Because like in my first person
Oh
camera, like I started rolling and I was like, yeah, my head came off. Yeah,
Oh,
that's funny.
nice. Or maybe I
But
took your head
maybe
off
that
with my
too.
arrow.
That's always satisfying when somebody's
Supercharged
charging
it.
from far away and right before they get you hit them in the head.
Oh man, I don't know how many times. I think that was like three times that somebody charged me, and I waited. I had my
Yeah.
arrow knocked, and I waited right until they got to me, and I let it fly, and they just like fall limp
Yeah,
before my
the
feet.
archers can also have a spear too, and It was funny. I was battling a guy one-on-one, and there was a guy far in the back, and I wasn't really worried about it. I was just concentrating on the guy in front of me, and all of a sudden, this spear just comes through his head. I was like, "Oh my God!" First of all, you took my kill, man. And then
Wow.
it's just like, "Oh my
Yeah.
God!" Heads explode in that game. It's funny. It's...
Oh yeah. And it's
Yeah.
cool. The sounds are awesome. You can hear the
Yeah.
arrows whizzing by you, and it's a good break from hearing all these FPSs I play that just bullets. I am just
Yeah,
oversaturated
exactly.
with that
Yeah.
sensory overload. I don't even
Yeah,
care about
really.
bullets anymore. But the first time I heard a spear or an arrow fly by
Yeah.
me, I was like,
It's
oh.
very cool. Good
Yeah, it was fun.
recommendation. So.
Yeah. Chivalry, Medieval Warfare, if you're an FPS fan, then play this because you will have a new
Exactly.
genre to play. Well, not genre, but you'll have a
Yes,
new
indeed.
niche game.
Yeah.
You'll be cool like us.
So I'm thinking about spamming
All
this applause button, Andy, and then we can pretend like we're on the end of SNL. All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chex Mix. Thanks for listening.
Oh man. Yeah, and I'll play the song as it's like clapping and we go, and it'll be like a slow, a low
Exactly. Hey,
outro.
are
All
we
right.
recording one more time for Christmas, right?
Yeah, we'll record next
All
week
right.
before
I
Christmas.
won't do a
I'll be in town.
I won't do a Christmas wish list yet. We'll do that next time, maybe.
Oh,
Something.
yeah, that's a good idea.
Hoping for Tim Allen.
All right.
So
Tim Allen, yeah. Get off that show, whatever, Last
yeah,
Man
really.
Standing. You know you want to be here. You want to
Exactly.
be here.
We'll try to get him
It's
for
a
you
pros
guys in
podcast.
front of this live
Two.
studio audience. So.
You are going ham with this, man.
Love
All
it.
right.
We needed the soundboard like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, we did. We did. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's the sound of our time.
Exactly.
Time is up. So thank you guys for joining us at another
Oh,
week of
man.
Pixel
Oh,
Bros
we forgot the plug,
podcast.
man. We didn't do our plugs. So,
Oh yeah, let's
plug
plug it
it.
then. Let's just plug it. All right, we can go to pixelpcast.com to check out the rest of our episodes, and you'll see our blogs on the side, and just follow us, stalk us on Twitter. You'll see it all on
Yeah.
there. And Ryan, where do they contact you?
Yes, contact me at pixelpcast@gmail.com. Send me your favorite games, nudie pictures.
Favorite pictures of nudie games?
Oh
Yeah, but anything else like that? That's something. We'll
my
talk
God.
to you.
Yeah.
We'll give you
Oh,
a shout
and
out.
let us
Trust us.
know that we're actually, did we say this? We're actually using the Google Hangout, not Skype, so let us know
Oh
about the
yeah.
old
So this.
quality. That'd be
Yeah, the
nice.
audio
Yeah.
fidelity.
So.
All right. Good
Sweet.
plug.
Good broadcast.
Yeah, good broadcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.